welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. And also check me out on WGN Plus. I'm also there too. That's WGN Plus, WGNRadio.com. Make sure you also follow me on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. If you want to stalk me on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media. So you can find me pretty much everywhere now. Jam-packed show for you today. Definitely going to talk movies, and more movies with Eric Davis, the managing editor at movies.com and contributing editor at fandango.com. You also follow him as well on Twitter. It's at Eric Davis. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Got a lot of things going on. First and foremost, the new, and this is definitely for the ladies, Magic Mike Double XL, that trailer is out. And my girlfriend is already, like, bugging me to take her to go see this movie. And, you know, I got to take her because she's in love with Channing Tatum. So I gotta take her. So what big things should we look for in this trailer?
Well, it's kind of the perfect trailer for the people that this movie is for. The first Magic Mike did not expect it to do the insane amount of numbers it did at the box office and the attention that it got. So, of course, they made a sequel. And this is kind of, I think it's going to be like a road trip movie, you know? They're not sort of telling you so much about the story just yet. Kind of just, it's like a continuation of the adventures of Magic Mike, played by Channing Tatum. But, yeah, a lot of the same guys are in it. You know, Joe Manganiello, Kevin Nash, Matt Bomer, a lot of them are in it. Same guys from the first one. And Michael Strahan is in this one, Donald Glover. So it should be interesting. You know, the one thing I take away from the trailer is a lot of ladies in this film, more so than the last one. And we're not just talking ladies screaming and, you know, throwing dollar bills at these guys. So I'm interested to see the dynamic between the male ensemble and the female ensemble in the film, because it seems like there's a bunch of them.
All right, great, great. And also you have an article on movies.com about John Wick 2 and how he's saying that this one's going to be even bigger than the first one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We actually broke that back in February. We talked to the directors of John Wick when the film arrived on DVD and Blu-ray. They told us they were working on a sequel, but it took a couple of months for everything to become official. Keanu Reeves is coming back, and, you know, I think this is one of the best genre movies and action movies, really, of 2014. It was a real surprise. I had a lot of fun watching this. I saw it at Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas in September, and so I'm happy about it. I thought it kind of introduced a rich mythology of these assassins that all sort of rally around this hotel that's for assassins. So it's definitely, if anything, it's the kind of movie that you can make a sequel and explore the world a little bit more. So I'm excited. I'm excited about the guys that directed it. These guys are stunt guys, worked with Keanu Reeves for a very long time. I thought they did a really good job of sort of making a movie where you could see the action, and it wasn't like, you know, a very blurry and people throwing shots. So I dug it, man. I'm happy about the news.
All right, great. And another movie that you mentioned to me numerous times on the show that you could not wait to actually see, and that's Mad Max Fury Road, and the actual stunts. Now, whenever I see, like, trailers for this, I am wondering how these stunts are done, because these feats look so phenomenal when I'm looking at it on the small screen. So what's the deal with the article and the stunts?
Yeah, well, Mad Max Fury Road is a film that comes out May 15th. I've seen it. Technically, I'm not allowed to talk about it yet, though, until next week. But I can tell you that I did write about the stunts. And what's really cool about this film is that, you know, George Miller, he directed the first three Mad Max movies. He's a big fan of practical effects instead of versus, you know, computer-generated effects. And so there's a lot of this movie, you know, they constructed these vehicles. They're very physical vehicles. They actually exist. And a lot of the stunts, you know, I put a scene from the movie in that story where this big war rig is what they call it, is driving down the road, and there are these motorcycle guys kind of, you know, doing jumps off sand dunes over the war rig, dropping like firebombs on it. And this is stuff that they actually did. So it's, you know, we don't see those kinds of practical effects and stunt work in movies these days. A lot of them are computer generated, especially in the summer. So I think that this film is going to feel old school in a way, but also, you know, it's got the modern day budgets, so it's going to look really cool. And you know, we'll talk a lot more about it next week.
All right, great. And also, there's a new Suicide Squad group photo that was released. You can also see that at movies.com, and I'm totally digging it. I did not think that Will Smith can pull off a Deadshot look, but if you go to movies.com right now, you can actually check this out. You can see like the entire cast. It's all in this like cool pose, and I'm totally digging it.
Yeah, it's really cool. There's actually a video floating around too. It's shooting in Toronto, Canada right now, and a television station in Toronto got access to the set. And they don't show you a lot, you know, the kind of very quick glimpses of the actors, but they talk a little bit to the director, and it's, you know, it's very interesting things talking about wanting to create a movie where the characters, you know, have real lives and real souls. So I'm curious about it. This is one of my most anticipated coming up. Because I haven't seen a film comprised of supervillains at all. So it's interesting. And if you come back in the next couple of days at movies.com, we're going to take each of these characters one by one, and we're going to tell you not only comics that you can look and read to get to know these characters a little bit more, but also how those comics may reflect in the film when it comes out next year. And so if you keep hearing Suicide Squad, Will Smith, Margot Robbie, all these actors are in it, but you don't know these characters, we're going to break it down for you a little bit and give you some comics you can read in the meantime to get to know them a little bit more.
All right, great. And then Avengers Age of Ultron just totally clobbered everyone else at the box office. $191 million made. A strange twist, the director Josh Whedon just quit Twitter, you know, and without really stating a reason why. And people were, you know, kind of assuming that he quit because of the Black Widow character. What do you think was the reason that he quit Twitter?
Well, yeah, I mean, he came out and he had an interview with BuzzFeed about it, which I can't even believe that this is where we're at in this day and age, where somebody has to do an interview in order to tell people why they quit Twitter. But, you know, Joss Whedon, this guy, he kind of came to the end of promoting a giant movie and working on this movie tirelessly for well over a year, and other Marvel movies too. And he sounds like a guy that just wants to take a break from it all and to shut it all off, go hang out with his family, find a quiet place, and just write something else, write something new, write something that inspires him. And so it sounds like that's why he quit. I don't think it has anything to do with Black Widow. This is a guy that makes a lot of fanboy kind of material, and I'm sure he's had a lot of comments over the years, not just pertaining to Avengers Age of Ultron, that have come his way. So I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think he just needs a break, and he needs some peace and quiet, and he's kind of eliminating the things that make a lot of noise in his life, it seems.
Yeah, and one last thing. Selma, the DVD was released this week, and I actually went out and bought it, and because I did not get a chance to see it in theaters because I've been like super busy. So I really love the movie, and I know when we talked about it, you recommended it to me. So thanks for recommending that movie, because without talking to you, I would never have picked this DVD up.
Yeah, it's a really great movie. I definitely implore everybody to check out Selma, and I believe they're actually providing copies, free copies, to like every high school in America of that movie.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty cool. And, you know, they really sort of pushed education with that film and educating kids and sort of what went down and how it went down. Because I just feel like right now, especially, you know, our kids coming up in school, seeing everything that's going on around them in real life, they can use a movie like Selma to sort of you know, teach them about, you know, protesting and having a voice and doing it in a civil way and peacefully, and they can learn a lot from Dr. King. So, you know, I just think it's a really important movie right now for people to watch, because it's entertaining, but to also watch just because there's some parallels to what's going on in the real world right now, too.
All right, good to go. So what do we got coming out this week in theaters?
It's a light week, you know. Avengers Age of Ultron is still looming down at the box office pretty heavily, so there's nothing big coming out until, you know, really next week was when you have Pitch Perfect 2 and Mad Max Fury Road. This week we have a movie called Hot Pursuit with Reese Witherspoon and Sofia Vergara. It's sort of like a buddy cop, female buddy cop movie, And you know, it's cute. And if you're fans of either of those ladies, you may find something worthwhile in it. I would suggest seeing Age of Ultron if you haven't yet. Also, there's a movie called Ex Machina. It's an original science fiction movie. It's slowly been expanding across the country. It's in, I think, 2,000 screens this weekend. Highly recommended. It's one of my favorite films of the year, especially if you like original, brainy science fiction that's ridiculously entertaining. And Oscar Isaac, one of my favorite actors right now. So definitely my recommendations are Ex Machina and Avengers Age of Ultron.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and a contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you check out Eric Davis on Twitter as well. It's at Eric Davis. And go to Movies.com, check out the Magic Mike Double XL trailer. Check out the Suicide Squad photo. Also read his article on Mad Max Fury Road and how all the stunts were done. It's pretty cool. And also, if you want to check out his article about John Wick 2, if you haven't seen John Wick 1, you have to check that one out as well. It's a pretty cool movie. Go to movies.com and check that out. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
You got it, man. Take care.
And we'll be back right after this.